This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Drug maker AstraZeneca says it has gotten the go-ahead from safety watchdogs to resume British clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine, one of the most advanced currently in development. The late-stage trials of the experimental vaccine developed with researchers from the University of Oxford were suspended this week after an illness in a study volunteer, casting doubts on an early rollout. French police fired tear gas and arrested more than 200 people in Paris today as yellow vest protesters returned to the streets in force for the first time since the coronavirus lockdown. The yellow vest movement began in late 2018 as a protest against higher fuel taxes and French President Emmanuel Macron's ideas for economic reform. Some of the protesters wore black clothes and carried the flag of an anti-fascist movement, suggesting the presence of radical demonstrators often blamed for violence in earlier street marches. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today is warning the European Union not to threaten the UK, saying a bill which would breach a divorce treaty with the bloc is needed to protect Britain's integrity. With the EU stepping up plans for trade talks without a Brexit deal, Johnson has accused its negotiators of threatening to impose a food blockade between mainland Britain and Northern Ireland. Said Johnson on Twitter, "Let's make the EU take their threats off the table." British lawmakers Monday are set to begin debating the internal markets bill, which one minister said would violate international law in a very specific but limited way. Could peace talks be in the offing in Afghanistan? That remains to be seen. But Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgents are formally ushering in the beginning of historic talks aimed at ending two decades of war. Among those on hand in Doha, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the participants, "The choice of your political system is yours to make." The actual talks are set to start tomorrow. Top issues in Doha, an immediate ceasefire, and an agreement on protecting women's rights. This is VOA News. Princess Leonor, the 14-year-old heir to the Spanish throne, has gone into quarantine after a classmate tested positive for COVID-19. 8 million Spanish children returned to classes last week, but some schools have closed in the wake of positive tests. Spain reported 4,700 new infections on Friday, pushing its total case count over 566,000. The country's death toll is closing in on 30,000. For the second straight day, India is reporting a record daily jump in new coronavirus infections, 97,570. India is the pandemic's second worst affected country, trailing only the United States, which has more than 6.4 million infections. India's caseload has grown to almost 4.7 million, with 77,000 fatalities. The spread of the virus there is faster than anywhere else in the world, as cases surge through urban and rural areas. The global pandemic numbers from Johns Hopkins University, nearly 28.5 million infections and a death toll of 916,000. Reuters reports there was an air attack in Yemen early today, carried out by the Saudi-led coalition in the capital, Sana'a, which is controlled by Houthi rebels. A Houthi spokesman is quoted as saying there were 9 airstrikes on a military engineering camp and the headquarters of the National Security Apparatus, and apparently targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders. The bombings in Sana'a have been relatively rare since last September, when Saudi Arabia launched indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. Wildfires continue their brutal assault on the American West. The states of California, Oregon, and Washington have lost millions of acres to the flames, and the death count is on the rise. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown says dozens of people are missing in her state. Tens of thousands have been evacuated from their homes. Hundreds of thousands of others have been told to ready themselves for evacuation. Though weather conditions are easing, flames have been threatening areas near Portland and Oregon's capital of Salem. More than 1,500 square miles have been scorched, nearly twice the area affected by fire in a typical year. The major worry now is that two gigantic fires in the state will merge, posing an even greater danger to Oregon's most populated region. In California, there is a search for victims north of San Francisco, as nearly 15,000 firefighters battle more than 24 blazes across the northern part of the state. The deadliest so far has claimed 9 lives, but 19 people are unaccounted for. Many of the places to be searched remain too hot for rescue teams to enter. And this is just the beginning of the fall fire season. In Washington state, Governor Jay Inslee says flames the last 5 days have made this his state's second worst fire season ever. He blamed the effects of climate change, saying, quote, "This is not an act of God. This has happened because we have changed the climate." More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.